And Clive, what would you say to people who say, yeah, this is relatively benign, you know, foreign countries do this all the time. They try to influence political discussion around the world. What's really the harm here?
Well, yes, of course, countries, particularly big countries, do try to have influence in other nations. But there's a difference between influence and interference. And there's a nice definition of it here in Australia, which where we're kind of 3 years down the track to most other countries in understanding this. And we define, even in our new law against foreign interference is influence that's covert, coercive or corrupt. And so the thing about CCP's influence, and we're not talking about China here or Chinese people, stress that, we're talking about the Chinese Communist Party, is that it's secretive, it's coercive, and it goes on behind the scenes. So it's hidden the way it works. And this is why when we, Marika and I, for example, in our book, call people out, they become very upset because suddenly the CCP agents who have been operating undercover, as it were, that is agents of influence, have their cover blown. And so in the United Kingdom, for example, two of those people have sent legally threatening letters, claimed that we've defamed them because, you know, we're telling lies. But in fact, what we're doing is just lifting the cover off, shining light on the CCP's activities. And the one thing the CCP loves to do, that is operate in the shadows, which is the wonder of a democracy with a free press, that we can actually put the spotlight on them.